My name's Kimberly Girardi. I'm from the Stillman Valley FFA chapter in Stillman Valley, Illinois, and my proficiency area is nursery operations placement.
Well, first of all, let me ask, what's the feeling that you have right now being named a national proficiency winner?
Right now, I can't even describe it. I'm very humbled to be here. It's such a big stage, and I'm very blessed to be here, but also very humbled and excited.
I was going to say, just being one of the finalists is quite an accomplishment.
Yes, it is. They told us yesterday, it didn't sink in until they said we were one of the 188 out of 500 and some thousand FFA members across the nation.
Well, tell me about your proficiency area.
I have worked for Stillman Valley Nursery for 4 years now. It's owned by Bob and Ginny Brass. I started out as their water girl and the nursery technician, just watering plants and weeding the landscaping. And as the years progressed, I got more responsibility and became more in a managerial role there. I assisted with billing, scheduling crews, scheduling employees, and doing some of the payroll.
So where did the original interest in this area come from?
I've always loved horticulture. I went to Stillman Valley Nursery as a little kid, and so when the opportunity came that she needed another employer, I jumped at it and took it.
Let me ask, what role has your FFA chapter played in getting you to this point?
My FFA chapter has played a huge role in getting to me this point. I wouldn't be here without their support. I have two wonderful advisors, Mr. Jay Williams and Mrs. Tracy Sanderson, that have supported me and encouraged me in everything I've done and definitely encouraged me to become a better leader than I ever thought I would become.
So what do you think it will mean to your home chapter, you being named a national proficiency winner?
I'm the first one from my chapter to ever even make it this far, so this is a huge deal. I heard they watched it in the office at my school today, so it should be a great homecoming tomorrow.
I guess so. Well, let me ask, is your experience preparing you for a future career path?
My future career path actually lies within livestock production agriculture, but I plan on becoming a large animal veterinarian someday, and I hope to use the managerial and business savvy that I learned through my SAE to apply that to opening my own veterinary practice.
For those younger members here in Indianapolis at the convention, or those younger members back at your home chapter, what kinds of things would you share with them?
I would encourage them to listen to their advisors, even though at the time you may think something they're asking you to do is crazy, or when they ask you to be more detailed in your books, you think it doesn't mean anything, but it really does. I wouldn't be here without their guidance, and to really listen to them and buy into what they say and take advantage of every opportunity that is presented to you.
Kimberly, let me ask, as you go forward in your career path, looking back on the experience, not only being named a national proficiency winner, but your experience here at this convention, what are you taking away from here?
I want to take away from here that FFA is not just in my hometown. It's across the whole nation, and that everyone is able to have the experiences I've had, or at least part of it, and that I'm a part of a community and a family, and to see the next generation of leaders in agriculture is very encouraging to see all the wonderful faces out there.
Well, Kimberly, let me again congratulate you on your accomplishments throughout your FFA career, but especially being named a national proficiency winner.
Thank you.